This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, as we join you this hour, we do have some breaking news to tell you about. And that, of course, comes from a place called Dixville Notch in New Hampshire, shortly after midnight. All six votes went to Nikki Haley. It was a clean sweep in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. There were chocolate chip cookies, we understand. And there was an 11-month-old golden retriever named Maxine evidently greeting voters as they went and cast their votes. So, Nikki Haley, again, clean sweep so far in New Hampshire. That may change. That is a little editorial note here. That is subject to change as we go through the rest of the day. And, folks, it's here. It's upon us. New Hampshire primary day is here. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how these percentages, stack up, what the final sort of places are going to be now with the departure of Ron DeSantis from the campaign. And it's now just essentially a head-to-head matchup between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. I don't expect necessarily an upset. But Nikki Haley's going to try to make as much out of whatever percentage she gets out of this. She's going to try to make the most of it, that's for sure. We'll talk about that and much, much more as we head in to hour number four. It's the 5 o'clock hour, by the way, in the East. And Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning as we race through and rocket through this Tuesday edition. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And you can also head over to our home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. So we're going to talk about the New Hampshire primary, what we might expect. Now, of course, this time tomorrow, we'll know the results, all of the results, not just the six votes so far, but we'll have a much clearer picture. But I think we know kind of where we're going at this point, given no major changes, and we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the 5-4 Supreme Court decision to temporarily lift the other decision, the other court's decision, to let the razor wire stay in place on the Texas-Mexico border that was placed there by the state of Texas, Governor Abbott, of course. And so we'll talk about that because that is significant, incredibly significant, obviously. And, of course, we'll also talk about the other important news that we're looking at this morning. But this is what it sounded like at the White House as Joe Biden, President Biden, returned. This is what it sounded like as he returned. I think we can hear a little bit of this. You hear the helicopter noise in the background. So why am I playing this sound for you? Well, it's not because of what Joe Biden said. He said he didn't say anything. He had questions shouted at him regarding being on the ballot or having a write-in campaign. But the president evidently did not want to stop and talk to reporters.
Do you want all New Hampshire voters to write in your name tomorrow?
He just kind of kept going. And so there you have it, folks. Usually, you know, I'm sure, why didn't he want to take that opportunity to stop and talk to reporters and tell them something like, here's the deal, you know, what you got to understand, this kind of thing. And he tried to sidestep New Hampshire altogether. And this write-in campaign, by the way, we'll see how that looks. But really, in the end, it's probably going to be more embarrassing to Joe Biden than anything. But I got to tell you, though, folks, you know, where is the Democrat Party going in this election cycle? I think we're getting closer and closer, at least to the idea more widely accepted that Joe Biden may step down. That's a real possibility. And only because they know that they're going to try to cut their losses. The disaster that is the Biden administration is something that is just an absolute losing proposition. Now, some people are saying, well, I'll never vote for Trump or what have you. And we'll address that as we move through this hour this morning. But the idea, of course, is that Joe Biden and the Joe Biden administration have made such disastrous moves through either their action or inaction that have set the table for Donald Trump to literally run the table, basically. We'll hear from Newt Gingrich. We've got a great audio clip from him here in just a little bit where he talks about the strategy that can be gained from all of this in terms of time, the gift of time, having the primaries, you know, for lack of a better expression, more or less over with. Although, of course, Nikki Haley is sticking with it right now. She has said that she's, you know, going to win it. She's going to win the election, basically, and that everybody's going to have to accept that, quote, she told you so, basically. But we'll see. And we'll see where the support is coming from. We'll see where, you know, all this sort of pans out in terms of where the monetary support is coming from. But where is the momentum? I think, folks, that's the central question. Where's the momentum in this? The momentum that becomes tangible, as I was mentioning earlier in the program, the momentum that becomes tangible is the thing that is something that people they feel. They see that it's going somewhere. If you have a lack of momentum, by the same token, it becomes something that is not something that's solid that you can sort of reach out and touch and realize that it's substantial in some way. So there's a couple of different things going on here, and we're going to talk more about it when we come back from this quick break. We'll open up the telephone lines as well, get your opinion on some things as we race through and rocket through this Tuesday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we are having fun. It's still the beginning of the week, but we've got a long way to go, folks. Stay right there.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to tell him that that was true.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, violent, living it up.
All right, we are rocking the airwaves in the overnight hours across America. Yeah, I can't get over what Neil said when he called earlier. That was wonderful. Neil in Henderson, Nevada. And yes, we do our level best, everybody, to rock the airwaves in the overnight hours across America. It's our great pleasure. It's our solemn duty, by the way, I think, to do that. And so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition. We are racing through the Tuesday edition right here in hour number four. And, you know, this we're going to open up the phone line here in just a moment. But first, I want to just mention, of course, the Supreme Court decision that came down 5-4 in favor of essentially just temporarily letting the U.S. Border Patrol agents remove the razor wire that the state of Texas has put up to try to stop the illegal border crossings. Again, 5-4 decision. You had Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett going over with the three liberal justices for the majority. You got Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh all dissenting in that. Now, of course, I don't believe that they've heard any argumentation. What they're doing is they're lifting what I think the fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had ruled, saying it could all stay in place right now, if I recall correctly. But the Supreme Court hasn't heard any argumentation. We expect that they will at some point. But right now, of course, the Joe Biden administration has racked up a temporary win, as it were, by simply telling the state of Texas now, no, you can't secure the border, even though it's the federal government's responsibility to secure the border. And I can't imagine that this is going to play very well out there across the highways and byways of the land. But, folks, let's go ahead and head over to the telephone lines. We got Tony in Tampa. Good morning, Tony. You're on the air.
Kyle, good morning, and thank you.
Sure.
To me, Trump is going to have a tough time with Gavin Newsom. I think Gavin Newsom is going to be their nominee. And the only reason I say that, and I like Trump, and I voted for him twice, and I vote for him again if he's the nominee, which he probably will be, he's going to have a tough time with Newsom because of his age. He's 78. And a lot of people are turned off by that age number, by that digit, 78. And he's going to have a tough time with Newsom. Newsom is a good-looking dude, highly intelligent. He knows his subject matter. He's got the media, and he's going to beat Trump. And if he beats Trump, he'll be the president. Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley at least has a little bit of a chance to beat Newsom and to stop Newsom from becoming president, because Newsom would be an incredible disaster. He's heavy into that climate stuff, and that means that our electricity rates, gas at the pump, and food will all go through the roof. So I think that Nikki Haley would be a much better choice, and I do like Trump, but I think he's going to lose to Newsom.
Well, I appreciate. I hope that doesn't happen. Obviously, I do think though that Newsom has some negatives that would really be amplified in a general election, because he didn't do well with the debate with DeSantis. California has this huge deficit at this point, and Newsom, you know, can come across a little bit as that sort of slick salesman guy. And I'm not sure how well that would play, but it all depends. And this is why, you know, America has a real choice to make. But I appreciate the call very much, Tony, very much. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
All right, take care. We'll talk soon. All right, we got Tony in Tampa, everybody. And I know where Tony's coming from. I really do. The age factor is a factor. There's no doubt about it. I think it's a factor where Joe Biden's concerned, certainly. But we are in kind of a weird sort of uncharted waters. So will the sustained campaign by Donald Trump, assuming he's the nominee, and maybe shifting more to a general election strategy starting basically today, for all intents and purposes, does that, as Newt Gingrich was talking about, gives them a lot of time, over 280 days, to make that case, go to places where Republicans don't typically go. But Donald Trump has the message behind him. Now, Nikki Haley, should she be able to get the nomination? I'm sure that she would try to loud all the great times prior to the Biden administration as well. But we'll just have to see. The American public will make that decision about Donald Trump. But if you look at the two people side by side, Trump seems to be doing a lot better than Biden, at least in terms of being older. But I know where Tony's coming from, and I know that a lot of people, I think, are going to look at this and they're going to say to themselves, you know, do I just have to hold my nose and vote for Trump if they just didn't want to vote for Trump ever again? Or will they say to themselves, if Trump's the nominee, you know, and there's a good amount of party unity, that's a good launching off point. But nothing's ever easy. And I'm glad that Tony said what he said. It's going to be hard, no matter what. Even if it's Joe Biden, it's going to be a hard election campaign, because, like Newsom, the media is going to be behind Biden. All right, let's head over and talk to Backgammon Bob on line, our next line that lined up, lighted up here this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes. As far as the razor wire taken down, there's one answer. That's a states' rights thing. It's also the fact that Texas could also use what they call nullification. And the third thing is they should do it anyway and just defy the federal government, just like they should. Because all this stuff, is against the law, breaking the border. And as far as the border in Mexico is concerned in general, we should just flat out invade Mexico. We need to go in there at least a few dozen miles around the border and just take it over and just go there and cleanse the cartel and all that, because it's all corrupt, and the Mexican government really isn't running that part of their country anyway.
Well, I know that the governor of Texas has been, you know, pretty vocal, saying, you know, this isn't over yet, I think the Supreme Court basically, I don't think they've heard anything really about the case, but I think that they're because of what they set down earlier, was more based on a general leaning towards the supremacy clause in the Constitution. But as this all sort of pans out. Go ahead.
The Supreme Court can do nothing against nullification. The states, that's in the Constitution. That's part of states' rights. The states can nullify anything that the federal government sends down as far as regulations.
Well, to some degree, I think that, of course, there are other examples of nullification in our own history where the Supreme Court was very clear about that. For example,
it doesn't matter about the Supreme Court. I don't think it doesn't matter a bit about the Supreme Court. That's part of states' rights. That's part of the Constitution.
Right. Well, for example, if you had the integration issue, for example, back in the 1950s, the United States was proper in saying the states could not nullify the idea that schools would be integrated.
They could. I don't know the Constitution that well. I don't know the law that well, but I mean, and maybe that's true. I don't know.
Go ahead, Bob.
Maybe they could. I just don't know on that one for sure. But I do want to know one thing, that we've got to do something about that border and forget about all these the states that can send their own people down there in there. And we could send our military down there too.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to, if the federal government can break all the laws they're breaking now, the states can do something about it.
Right. Well, this whole thing centers around, you know, who's responsible for that and who has the ability to say they're going to enforce it or not. I think the Texas has a great ability to make the argument that the federal government has abdicated its duty to enforce the border. Because it's silly to think that the federal government says, well, we can choose not to enforce the border if we don't want to. And Texas has the ability to say, yes, we will then. Go ahead.
One of the main arguments that they can use is this is now since Iran is essentially or actually Islam in a way has actually declared war on the United States and said they are going to punish it. They have just stated they're going to come in and do something, right? Open border is nothing more than a conduit for their troops, army, agents, whatever you want to call it, to come in. And we are closing that conduit.
Right. Well, that's because the federal government, the Biden administration, is being completely negligent, and you can make the argument that he's being derelict in his duty on doing that. So I think the Supreme Court's going to have a lot on its plate, but common sense hopefully will win out in terms of making sure the border is secure. Back, Gavin, Bob, I appreciate the call.
Well, one last thing, Kyle.
Yeah,
Kyle.
Well, real quick, because we got
one
5 seconds.
They are charged. Biden ought to be criminally charged for all this stuff. This is, in effect, treason, what he's doing.
Well, certainly dereliction. I appreciate the call. And Black Am and Bob, we'll talk to you again real soon. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. We're less than 24 hours away now from the New Hampshire primary. Former President Trump is facing a surging Nikki Haley even while remaining ahead in the polls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Trump.
Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden's not on the ballot after a dispute within the party over the date of the New Hampshire primary, but Biden's main challenger, Minnesota Democratic Representative Dean Phillips, is. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is announcing that he will not be seeking a third term at the head of his state.
Part of it's family. We've got three, people, I say you got three adult kids.
The Republican just ended his bid for the White House in the last few weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh, well, oh, well, I feel so good today. We just touched ground on an international runway.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition is continuing. And I think we're traveling at warp speed this morning. Pretty sure we're traveling at warp speed. So welcome back, everybody. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. All right. So once again, I want to just sort of follow up on what we were talking about with Becky and Bob on the last call. And, the idea of going after Joe Biden. Well, I do think that you could make the argument that being so derelict in your duty, not enforcing the laws, especially when it comes to the border, it's demonstrable that the border is open, that it's porous, that bad actors are coming across it, all those things, all that's happening. And I think that's an act or an inaction, right? Because there are actions and inactions that you could be liable for, that you could be culpable for. And as a president, typically when you impeach a president, it's for an act. It's for something you can point to, basically. And so in this particular case, this might be something that if the House wanted to investigate that further or look at it from that perspective, that might be something where you could say, look, the president did or didn't do this, which is part of his charge as president, and we'll impeach him on that. So, in other words, that's maybe where that could go. But overall, the showdown that is coming, and there is a showdown coming legally on this, is going to write the book here for the foreseeable future. Because obviously, when the federal government is not living up to its obligation, states should have the ability to say we're going to take steps for something as egregious as this, in terms of being on the border and having people pour through. And by the way, it's not just Texas that's having a problem. I mean, we have problems all over the place, in Chicago, New York, and so forth. All these different places where these migrants end up, they're all sort of crying uncle at this point. And of course, they've declared themselves to be sanctuary cities, now they're mad because something is actually occurring where they really wanted it to just be lip service. They really wanted it to just be something where they were going to say, hey, look how chic we are. Look how cool we are. We really care. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you mean they're outside? They're waiting outside? Oh, okay. Well, what we really meant was, don't send people here. That's what they really meant. And that's most unfortunate, isn't it, folks? Because this whole problem just becomes worse and worse every single day. But the Supreme Court, of course, with this 5-4 decision, it's going to be interesting to see where this all kind of pans out, if and when the Supreme Court hears more about this case. Well, also, of course, folks, it is the day of the New Hampshire primary. And if you were with us right there at the top of the hour, we were telling you the breaking news from Dixville Notch. 6 people voted. They all voted for Nikki Haley. So we'll see if that trend continues over the rest of the day. And by the way, the United States also carried out some new strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen. And as we were talking with Denise Simon earlier in hour number 3, we were pointing out this idea that the American military is talking about being prepared for a sustained campaign against the Houthis. So you tell me how entrenched or how much materiel or how much of everything the Houthis evidently have that it would take a sustained campaign to stop them. So I don't know. As Joe Biden said, is it working? No. Will it continue? Yes. And it's no laughing matter, but sometimes you just got to wonder, where is this all coming from? And how is it possible that we got to this place? And that's where the New Hampshire primary comes in. That's where it comes in, folks. Because as people are going out to cast their votes today, by the different polls that we've seen, and of course the big poll is going to matter, is going to be the primary itself, but getting locked in to a unified structure to go after Joe Biden or whomever, whoever that might be, but the Democrat nominee, getting that unified structure together and going out and making that case and making sure that there's literally no stone unturned, that's going to be the mission. Is there going to be fraud? Well, of course there'll be fraud. Are there going to be dirty tricks? There are going to be dirty tricks. This election is going to be the most rough and tumble that we've ever seen in the history of the universe. And we just got to be prepared for that. But here's the thing. The Democrats know that what they're trying to sell you doesn't sell. It doesn't sell itself. It has to be, quote, explained to everybody. But the GOP, and in this case, from all appearances, Donald Trump is the standard bearer. What's going to sell itself is energy policy, immigration policy. By the way, immigration is now taken over from inflation as the most important issue, according to a new poll. But you've got the economy, inflation, national security, wars that are going on in the world, the possibility, the very real possibility that China will decide that it's time to move because it doesn't want to let the clock run out on Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? I think that they're watching it like a hawk every single day. And they're saying to themselves, well, let's see, if we move here, if we do it this time, right, they just want to be if they want to go at Taiwan, they're going to want to make sure that they can do that and not have a huge response from Joe Biden and then be ensconced, as it were, into Taiwan, so that it's just the way things are when the next president is inaugurated. That would be sort of my take on it. Whether or not they're really going to do that, because, by the way, folks, China's having a huge problem in and of itself. In fact, there's an economics reporter, correspondent, who's lived in China for some 27 years. He's quoted an article I saw earlier today on CNBC where he said that the whole thing in China right now is very painful. He says it's really bad. I guess that's a technical term that economists use, but if it's really bad, then that's got to stand for something. But they're looking at deflation that's going to be coming in, all this kind of stuff, because China's made a lot of mistakes in their economic outlook. Of course, obviously their governance overall. And they're going to be in bad shape. So will they want to go at Taiwan, given all that? Well, we don't know. Will they want to do it for local consumption? Maybe. But, folks, the idea now coming out of New Hampshire, and something Newt Gingrich had said, I don't know if we have enough time to hear it here. Let's listen in to Newt Gingrich, where he's talking about going forward out of New Hampshire. I think we have this here. Let's listen in.
Which is a deliberate policy.
Talking about the border, for one thing.
And have the maximum number of people enter the U.S. illegally. That's blowing up on the Democrats everywhere. Second, the country is not at all convinced by the woke left-wing radicalism. Simple example. 6% of Americans are willing to buy an electric vehicle. The Biden administration wants to make that 100%. Well, you can't, in a free society, coerce 94% of the country into doing something they don't want to do. So I think on both policy grounds and performance grounds, Biden will get worse and worse, weaker and weaker. Democrats will become more and more terrified. And I think this will be a bigger blowout than Reagan over Carter. I think that this is one of the amazing moments in American history. And Trump will have over 280 days to crisscross the country, strengthen the Republican Party, and campaign among groups who normally never see a Republican. I mean, you will have the time now to design a true general election strategy of trying to unify the whole country. And if you watch his tone, he has very correctly begun to move towards a unifying, bring us together, solve problems, for example.
So that is absolutely dead on. That's the nightmare scenario for the Democrat Party elite, that he would have this much time and crisscross the country and do what? Bring people together. That's their nightmare scenario, folks. But stay right there. We're coming right back with more. I'll warn with you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that.
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh, yeah. Heading into the final segment of the morning, folks. And as I've always said, you know, we just started this thing like 4 hours ago. And we're still going strong. And that's because of you. That's really because of you out there. I really appreciate all the great comments and the calls. I appreciate all the listeners, everybody involved. And it really does mean just the world to me. And we've got a lot more to talk about here in this segment. And once again, folks, so you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can also check me out on Facebook and also X, formerly known as Twitter, of course. You have links over there if you'd like to follow me on social media. We're going to look at some other social media as well. If you have any suggestions where you'd like for us to suddenly appear, simply send us a direct message, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. I think we got Tony calling us back this morning. I think he might have another comment to make. Good morning, Tony. You're back with us.
Listen, Kyle, thank you very much, man.
Sure.
What I wanted to say was this. The Democrats have the media. They've got the universities. They've got Hollywood. They've got ABC, NBC, CNN, all of the media, and that is no small thing, Kyle.
That's right. Hey, thanks a lot,
yes,
Tony.
Kyle,
go ahead.
Thank you, Kyle. The Democrats have the media. They've got ABC, NBC, CBN, CNN, the Hollywood, and the universities. That's no small thing. The media is no small thing. It's a de facto propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And it is no small thing. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Thanks, Tony. Tony in Tampa, everybody. I appreciate the call. And, yeah, well, he's exactly right. No argument there. It is no small thing. And it's kind of been that way for quite some time. Although in recent times, I think you hear the media saying the quiet part out loud a lot more. Back, for example, when I was in school and so forth, and you didn't have, 24-hour news per se. You know, CNN was kind of starting to get started, basically. And as a political science student, I thought that was the most amazing thing ever was headline news. I mean, back in the day, you had Bernard Shaw, by the way, on CNN back then. He was a newsman, and he was a really good newsman. I remember people like Frank Reynolds on ABC News and so forth. But the media has always generally been part of that fourth estate, I guess, where they really are for the candidates on the left or the Democrat Party candidates. But nowadays, it's much more activism. It's much more in your face. There's so much more division. The other night, the Iowa caucuses, they did MSNBC, Rachel Maddow came out and made a big deal out of saying we're not going to broadcast Donald Trump because our policy is not to broadcast untrue things, basically. I'm thinking, what? I mean, that was actually good for a pretty good laugh that night, but it's no laughing matter that you have many in the media that are so absolutely invested. They're invested in the outcomes of the election. And they are invested in the messaging. They're invested in everything about the agenda. That, my friends, is, as Tony was saying, is no small thing. That's right. But here's the deal. And that sounds like Biden again. All right, here's the deal. The deal is that back in 2016, there was a new movement afoot that launched Donald Trump into the White House. Trump has some issues as well. That is really true. Trump has some issues as well. But we heard with the Newt Gingrich quote just then, something about what he said, he's striking the right tone. Now, there are a lot of people, and I was talking about this in hour number one as well, I know there are a lot of people who won't want to vote for Donald Trump. They have just purposed in their heart, they're not going to vote for Trump anymore. And that's up to them, obviously. But given the set of circumstances and given the time, some 280-plus days between now and Election Day, then that's the opportunity to try to change those minds, to try to get people to say to themselves, if we go with Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, whoever they put up, Michelle Obama, I don't know if that's, and it just seems more like a red herring to me sometimes. I don't know that she would want to be president more so than and have just actually be the president. I mean, yes, she has name recognition. We hear it floated around and so forth, but it may be harder to do than people might think. But you never know. And would she jump in and do it? Probably. But the idea is that whomever the Democrats put up, you know, whether it be Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, or whomever, the American voter, whether they're Republican or Democrat, whether they identify as conservative even liberal to some degree, they're going to say to themselves, and this is where the case has to be made, if you have another 4 years of this, it's going to be really bad, right? Sort of quoting that person that lives in China, the correspondent, it's really bad. Well, it would be really bad. And otherwise, all this other silly stuff about Donald Trump is going to ruin our democracy, he's going to take over, he's going to be a dictator, blah, blah, blah. All that is just distractions and window dressing to the real problem, and that is that the policies that the Democrats have been enacting have been so terrible and so destructive and so pervasive that they're asking too much. They sort of gone away from the incremental changes to we're really going to change things and it's going to hurt. And they're just because their agenda there is so obsessive for them, they really believe that they're going to rule over your life, either whether through the idea of climate change, they're going to change out the car that you drive, they're going to change out every other thing about your life. It's going to be, maybe you just need to live in a 600-square-foot unit, you know, somewhere, you know, because why? Because climate change and all this stuff. It's just going to go too far. The border is now, as I mentioned, is now starting to become the biggest prevalent issue over the economy or inflation at this point. And that really says something, because people can see with their own eyes what's happening coming across the border. And they realize that ultimately it's destructive. When they hear Democrat mayors saying, we can't handle this, you know, we need more federal funds, we need this and that, people really start to take notice. It's no longer some amorphous Republican complaint about the border. You know, it's no longer just a political thing. It's a real thing. And the Democrat Party elite do not want you to focus on a real thing that is demonstrable, that is tangible. What they want you to do is they want you to focus on, again, the idea that we're protecting democracy. A vote for us is a vote for democracy, and a vote not for us means you want to ruin our, you know, you want to, take over our democracy, blah, blah, blah. And yes, of course, we are a constitutional republic, but they use that term in that fashion to try to scare you into believing that, you know, the country will fall. But that's not going to happen at all. It's so silly to even think that way. But they believe that they can use that as an issue to frighten people into believing that, well, you know, the Republicans are just going to take away all of our rights. Well, if you want your rights taken away, especially things like your Second Amendment rights, maybe your right to free speech, and have all these things either heavily curtailed or just thrown away, then we stay on this path that we're going right now, that becomes much more the real possibility in this country. And that's where a lot of this pushback is coming from. So if Trump is the standard bearer, then Newt Gingrich has got it just right. You take time. You've got this time. It's the gift of time. It's not just an accelerated 2 or 3 month campaign after the convention, but you could truly create a strategy by which you can bring that agenda to light. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Tuesday morning. Again, can't believe it's already over. But stay tuned to this radio station for more great talk radio, and we're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Just as always, Kyle Warren with you. Go out there and make it a great day today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.